In the aftermath of a hurricane, there are uprooted trees, swollen rivers, damaged buildings, and birds. According to Susan Drennan of the National Audubon Society, the storms often sweep up tropical birds and carry them thousands of miles, dumping them at the shore when the hurricane makes landfall.
One of them is a bird called a frigate bird. It's a pretty magnificent bird to look at. It's got a wingspan of about up to 8 feet. They're champion gliders, and those birds breed in the Gulf of Mexico and in the West Indies or off the coast of Brazil. And in fact, I've seen them off the coast of Long Island after a big hurricane. It's another whole bunch of seabirds called tropic birds, and they nest in the Caribbean. And those tropic birds have very, very, very long tail feathers that sort of flap in the wind. And there are some Southern or Caribbean or South American terns that get picked up. Even birds that are mainly coastal will sometimes get picked up by a hurricane and swept inland. So, you know, somebody who has no access to the sea whatsoever suddenly sees a big seabird in their neighborhood, and it's obviously just dumped by a hurricane.
Do most of them survive that, that storm?
Well, some of them are so tired and emaciated because, of course, some of them haven't eaten for days that they just expire. But there are other birds who have enough energy to feed themselves and reorient themselves and will then immediately head south by the second or third day after a storm.
Well, do you think it's ever the case that these birds don't head back but remain and find a new habitat?
Not likely.
No.
Not likely. They're birds, by and large, are so hardwired as to their own habitat and the requirements that their habitat provides for them that they want to get back to their own habitat.
Well, Dr. Drennan, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Susan Drennan is Vice President for Ornithology at the National Audubon Society in New York.